My name is A.C. Snyder, and I'm the Edwin W. Lawrence Professor of Forensics at the University of Vermont. For several years, I've been studying television evangelism. This collage is about my personal favorite, Dallas pastor Robert Tilton. As of 1989, he is on every day in hundreds of American cities.
When I originally made this vow, a vow of faith, I was on every kind of assistance possible: food stamps, ADC, subsidized housing, and JTP, whatever that is. I was a full-time student, single parent, and worked 30 to 40 hours per week. To say the least, I needed help. Now, I not only have a degree, full-time work, clearing more in 1 week than I did previously in a month, better housing, and drive a new car, but also I'm working at a company with other Christians. He's sure a good and faithful God we serve. Now I need to become bolder in telling and sharing all these good truths with others, so I will finish paying the vow and will believe for a more Holy Ghost boldness. Thank you for teaching me the truth. Terry from Indiana. This lady was at the bottom of the barrel, but she learned how to release her faith. When you think you don't have anything, you have more than you think you do. You're rich in faith. Learning how to draw out of your spiritual riches by faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. What would you like to have come to pass in your life? Faith is the seed that can produce that in your life. Stay tuned, and you're going to see and hear about some more people who have learned how to receive all their needs met by learning how to release their faith in a living God that's right now. Stay tuned.
Success in Life, America's personal growth and achievement program, featuring powerful testimonies of healing, financial miracles, and family restoration. Plus, interviews with people just like you who learned how to overcome the adversities of life. Presenting biblical success in life principles, helping you find purpose and a plan for your life. Teaching you how to be everything God created you to be. Your host is Success in Life founder and president, Robert Tilton, a dynamic pastor, author, and international crusader for Christ. Teaching people how to release their faith through God's Word. Praying to activate God's power for those who need a miracle in their life. On today's program, we'll discover some exciting truths and powerful nuggets. More honey from heaven, teaching you how to receive your miracle from God. Now, with God's anointed word for you, here's Robert Tilton.
Welcome all of you that are joining with us today. In their house, their office, laying in bed, sitting on the couch, standing up, washing dishes, that begin to watch this program, and most folks have never heard of me. See, I have no known reputation. So, and God bless you, Joe and Terry. You know, you remind me of Marty and I so much. Years ago, Marty and I were messed up and did a lot of drugs and committed our lives to Jesus. Many of you don't know it, but years ago, I lived in Hollywood, where those of you in Brazil are watching, where a lot of the movies are made. I lived up in the canyons off of Laurel Canyon Drive, on Mulholland Drive. I lived in Laurel Canyon. And there I lived with, before I was born again and committed my life to Christ, I lived up there with the prostitutes and the homosexuals and the movie stars. A lot of them lived up into that area. And I got into drugs there. And I was one of those people that had a terrible life. I was crazy. I was on drugs and alcohol. And I didn't know the reason for living. I did to people who are having problems. And to prophesy God's blessings into your life. But you need to do something now. You've watched me on TV today. But now you need to take a step of faith. You need to do something. I've taken bold steps of faith to come and talk like this in front of this camera across America and to you. Believe me, I die daily. I'm crucified with Christ so that the life of Christ may live and shine through me daily. Beginning with the 25th verse, there was a certain woman which had an issue of blood for 12 years, this woman had this issue of blood. She had female problems. She had suffered many things by the physicians, had spent all of her money, but was nothing better, but yet she was getting worse. Doctors assist nature, but it takes the power and the Spirit of God to break the powers of darkness off of a person's sickness, to break that curse off of a person's sickness. But then when she heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind. You see, Jerry wasn't hearing Bob Tilton. He was hearing Jesus through talking through this program. His faith began to grow. And Jerry had to go where Jesus was. We welcome all of you. Got all this stuff in my hands right while we're going on the air. I'm just going to get my hands free here. Can we retake this opening? Well, praise the Lord. I'm here today. And I've got some things to tell you today that are going to be a bit unusual. In fact, just absolutely incredible. In the middle of the night last night, I was confronted by Satan, and I saw him through one of the nine gifts of the Holy Spirit, the discerning of spirits. And he was some mad. And he had come himself personally to fight me and to stop me from saying what I say on television and through my special mystery letters to you, and to stop this ministry of doing all that it's doing and doing more every day around the world. And I learned something in the middle of that confrontation. I've never had anything happen to me like that in my life. There is no way you can explain it in the natural, except it was as evil could come. And through that, I learned something really special that I know God wants me to share with you. And I'm going to be sharing that today because I saw it. I saw it beyond a shadow of a doubt that your problems and things that hurt you and discourage you and attack you in the natural, behind all of that, are demonic spirits. Many times they're overlooked and played down. But I saw how that Satan does not want you or me or anyone to know just how aggressive he is to stop humanity from receiving and acting in Jesus Christ and fulfilling what he was supposed to do in the very beginning, and that was to minister to God. I don't want you to go away. We have some special announcements and messages coming up. In fact, one of the things he hated so much, as I saw this, was this book. He hated, I mean, I can't say a holy hate, but a evil hate, madness, insane madness about the revelations and the truth that I'm sharing to humanity inside this book that we're giving away literally by the tens of thousands. God opened my eyes over a year and a half ago, and I saw how to get people into faith and to get their eyes off of the natural circumstances and problems of life. To get them, I saw how in God's Word, God opened my eyes to this, to get you and to help you trust, know how to trust God. Because as long as you're trusting God, He's moving. Anyway, God opened my eyes, and since that day, we've seen so many miracles, so many people's lives changed and delivered, that God spoke to me to give this book away, and not to sell it, but to give it away. And so right now, if you don't have yours, If you'd like to receive a free copy of this book, you need to call me right now in front of the program, because I just know in a few moments we're going to get into a flow of the Spirit of God and miracles are going to begin to happen. So right now, if you want to get this book, you need to call me immediately. I'm sure the phone call costs a few cents, but it's nothing compared to the truths that are inside of this book. And if you'll believe it and step out of darkness, that's the thing that Satan hates. He cannot stand it when you step into darkness. It says that he has blinded the minds of them that don't believe from the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus. And he doesn't want us into light. And this book was filled with light. God showed me a woman that was about to die and how the curse was broken off of her. The powers of darkness were broken. And I put it in this book. It cost a few cents to make the phone call, but it's well worth it. And right now, if you have sickness, disease, infirmities, oppression, possession, problems that you're just having, you're unable to handle, you need this book, and you need to get it right now. And I'm not just talking. I'm not talking just to be talking. God's anointed me to preach the gospel of Jesus to you. And I put the beginning of these truths in this book, and I want to send it to you right now. So in a minute, we're going to get into the flow of the program. But if you don't have this book, I can only give one per family. And so if you don't have a copy of this book, I want to send it to you. And if you're like me, when you are, you want it now. And our staff works around the clock to get these books out, because we're going to break the devil's back. What we're going to do. We're going to destroy his kingdom. Satan, I'm going to tear your kingdom down today in the name of Jesus and set the captives free. I mean, I'm fueled, I'm fired. I defeated him last night, and I'm going to explain that to you. I defeated him. He was there. We were together. It was combat. He would kind of try to overcome me and just kill me with his evil power. But I would rise up. I would rise up in the name of Jesus and came against him. He's alive, and he hates your guts, and he hates mine, but Jesus defeated him at Calvary. If I can get you into Jesus, you'll be victorious. If I can get you into faith, and get you staying there. He hates this message in this book. He doesn't want you to get it, because it'll step you out of the light. It'll step you out of the darkness and get you into the light. He cannot operate in the light. He cannot operate in the light. See what's happening right now? The power of God's all over me. The power of God. It's the anointing, the power of God that broke the devil off of me last night. And I saw it wasn't me that he came to stop. I mean, he came to stop me because of the miracles that are happening when I open my mouth. God begins to flow out of my belly, and people are saved and healed and delivered, and powers of darkness are broken where he's just held people captive. Anyway. We got to get going and so forth. Here's some special announcements. We've got a miracle coming up where a little boy was healed because of the anointing, the presence of God that flows right out of this television screen. Stay tuned. Don't leave. And you need to call some of your neighbors up that have problems. You need to call them right now and tell them about this program. And they need to get this book too. They need to read it. And it's not just words of man. It's words of spirit and life to those that will find them and eat them. And it becomes Holy Ghost strength to break the devil's back. I saw how the devil has been knocking off one minister, pastor, evangelist after the next. And he's so mad because he's thinking he's got the Baptists fighting, the charismatics fighting, the Assemblies of God fighting. He's topped so many television ministries. And the devil is mad because we refuse to stop fighting him. I'm not going to fight, man. God called us to fight the devil. If he can get us fighting among ourselves, he doesn't get fault. Watch these announcements and don't leave. That's a fact. You don't want to leave the next 60 minutes of this program. God bless you. We're beginning to learn to listen from our heart, see, and not our head, because your head is probably two-thirds of your problem. Hello. A lot of people's problems are self-induced. I don't like that any more than you do, but it's a fact. You're constantly creating what you believe. Hello. Because we are creative creatures, created in the image of God and given dominion in the earth to create.
And most people's lives are confused messes because they don't realize that because of their mind not being spiritually renewed to God's word, that their whole world that they live in is just a big mass, messed up mass of confusion. But when you learn to begin to operate from your heart, you renew your mind with God's word, you get filled with the Holy Spirit of God, it's a brand new day. Oh, it's a brand new day. It's a brand new day. Oh, it's a brand new day for you. It's a brand new day. Oh, a brand new day. It's a brand new day for you. I don't normally sing, but I got a song in my heart just bubbled up in my being. Oh, sondo baya foko rabasanda iko so. For you've looked here and you've looked there, and you've wondered what you're going to do. But look to me, saith the Lord, and I will be thy answer to all of thy problems in time of need. For I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life that you've been looking for. Hallelujah. Just begin to bubble up and talk to the Lord. Hallelujah. Solo ba makasite kada bokoto masandari da boko. See, the presence of the Lord is beginning to flow like a river. Oh, a river. And he said, ask me of water to drink, and I'll give you a drink, and you'll never thirst again. For out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. Isn't it something that I get to come on television and do this?
Now, I know you think I cannot see you. Well, in the natural, I can't, for sure. If you saw what I was looking at right now, I'm looking at this square camera and on little pedestals right here. You got some little gray floor tile and so forth. And it's got little things written all over the camera, things that I, so that I don't forget where I am, so everybody keeps me on track. But actually, I look right beyond this camera, and by the Spirit of God, I see you. Inside, that's the only way I can explain it. Inside, Jesus helps me visualize you and recognize and detect you being there.
With the dawn of each day, your letters arrive here at Success in Life. Letters telling of the peace, love, and joy you found through taking part in this ministry and its message.
When I was reading your book, God's Miracle Plan for Man, God's Holy Spirit came over me and really showed me how free we are through Jesus Christ. As children of God, we can't be beaten in any area of our lives.
I made a seed faith vow, and my daughter, who had previous drug problems, was saved, delivered, and gave her heart to the Lord.
I want you to know that I seeded to have a reunion with my wife. Thank God it's 1 week now that I have reestablished our life.
And I have more joy, peace, and happiness in my life. Bless you, Robert Tilton Ministries, for making all this possible. With your continued support, Success in Life will keep bringing the peace and power of God's Word to millions. Thank you, Success in Life Partners.
You don't have to sit back any longer. Watch this beautiful testimony now of Leah, who was bound in witchcraft and it brought nothing but a curse. She heard the truth one day and totally revolutionized her life. Watch this.
Most of us want more spiritual knowledge and power in our lives, but sometimes we seek it from the wrong sources. Fortune telling, astrology, seances, tarot cards, and channeling are not ways to tap into God's power. In fact, in the 18th chapter of Deuteronomy, God says anyone who practices such things is detestable to him. But Lila didn't know about God's warnings when she consulted spiritists and dabbled in black magic. As a teenager, she thought it would bring her luck and a glimpse into her future. Instead, she got a glimpse of hell.
I would be tormented in the house. Like, believe it or not, like objects will fall in this own house. And everything I would do, like if I'm doing something in the kitchen, like, you know, things will fall out of my hands, like it's something incredible, like to torment me.
It's not easy being a single parent, especially when you're out of a job and you have four children to care for.
This was Martha's situation for several years. After submitting job application after job application, Martha was met with constant rejection, which in turn resulted in severe depression.
When I was unemployed, I would just eat. Get depressed, I would just eat. And I got fat and fat and fat and fat. Then family started noticing that I was getting fat because I was always small. And they said, you should do something about yourself.
The ridicule that Martha received from her family and friends lowered her self-image and caused her to become weight conscious. But one day, Martha discovered a way that she could continue to eat and at the same time lose weight.
That's when I started purging. I only did it once, but I said, well, I'll only do it once. And that once, I kept continued. And then it got out of hand. I sit there at the end and started thinking of contemplating dying as a means of a way out.
But one morning while watching television, Martha came across Success in Life. She had seen the program twice before, but was uninterested. This particular morning, the Lord spoke to her heart through the message of Robert Tilton.
He said, somebody needs to make $1,000 vow. And I said to myself, then he started talking about the little lady and how you have to step out on faith. And he said, God will provide the way. I said to myself, I said, now here I don't have no money. I only get $324 a month. And I said, can barely live out of that. And so he kept saying about the little lady and the prophet, how she stepped out on faith. And it seemed like God was speaking to me through him to make that $1,000 vow.
He was Mary's third and last son. Tragedy had claimed her first two boys. And from the start, little Gilbert held a special place in his mother's heart.
We had a close relationship. We was real close. I mean, he followed me every place that I went.
But after Mary divorced and Gilbert grew older, everything changed.
He'd gotten kind of older a little bit, and then we didn't talk anymore, you know. And I used to tell him, I said, Gil, I say, don't stay out late at night. And he says, oh my, stop worrying about me. Stop worrying about me.
But Mary's worries proved real. In his search for something to take the place of his brothers, Gilbert had found fast friends and drugs.
I went Happy Stick. I did a little cocaine. No, I wasn't a cocaine user. Just, you know, my friends. And it just led me to a point. I got so depressed, and I felt that I was a loser. I felt that life didn't have anything to offer me. You know, in other words, I couldn't do nothing about it. And I felt so poor. Look at you. You're nothing. But it just, a street kid hangout, you know.
As she had more and more middle-of-the-night confrontations with Gilbert, Mary turned increasingly to God.
I was just tired. You know, I had gotten real tired, and I just knew the Lord had to step in and do something. Had to turn him around, had to save him.
I got to a point, any day I could have killed myself. Any day I woke up thinking about one reason, and the only reason that was in my mind was my mother. I had lost two brothers, and I said, if I do this, it would just break her heart.
In a fog of suicidal thoughts, Gilbert finally cried out to God.
I just said, well, Lord, you have to do something. I said, if you're up there and you die for my sins, come in my life. I said, I hear so many false prophets of yours, so many preachers that's not from you. I need evidence. Show me. And that's when I saw Robert Tilton on television.
Don't run from the Lord any longer. I said, don't run from the Lord any longer. He created you. He's not there to beat you over the head. But as long as you keep doing life your way, you'll never, ever find out and walk in his beautiful plan of peace and joy and happiness.
Every word he started saying started coming alive in my spirit. It's just that he said, you're a sinner. We all are sinners, but by the grace of God, you can be saved. And it just hit me like a lightning hitting a tree. I said, God, I'm a sinner. You saved me. You came and died for my sins. And all I have to do is accept Christ. And I came, sat on the floor, and I started crying. I cried and I cried. It's just the Holy Spirit was all over me.
Gilbert says since the Holy Spirit has come in, thoughts of depression and suicide have left.
every day of my life has been worth living. I get up in the morning, I praise the Lord. I go to bed at night, I thank the Lord. It's every single day I'm looking for a miracle to happen. I'm looking for something new to come in my life.
Since his salvation, Gilbert has found a good job. But after hours, the kid who used to walk the streets drugged and depressed now goes out with a tattered Bible and talks to anyone who will listen.
First, I tell them my testimony, how God has changed my life, and he can do the same for them. And I pray every day, I say, Lord, send somebody past me that wants to hear your word, that needs to know you died for their sins. And he does it every time I ask somebody.
Gilbert's mother says she still stays up half the night at times, but now it's because Gilbert wants her to pray with him.
I mean, this is my miracle. He's my miracle. And this is my miracle. Like some people, they want house, cars, and things like that, and luxury. I don't want anything. Just him. Just the Lord. This is my miracle.
Gilbert says his miracle is the joy of salvation.
Make vows to the Lord your God and fulfill them. Let all the neighboring lands bring gifts to the one to be feared, trusted, respected, and looked to. Psalms 76:11.
God admonished the people and told them to bring the best and the first fruits of their increase to the priest that be in that day, so that a blessing would be upon their household. There's three more people right now, $1,000 vow. There's another person, you need to make that $500. Said, Bob, God really moved on my heart to make a $100 vow. Marty and I start with a $100 vow. I tell you, there's something about $100. I want to challenge you to vow a vow of $1,000. Bob, I don't have I know that. Most of the people that support this ministry never had nothing when they started. Don't yell at me. You need somebody to yell at you. You need a little bit more than that. You've got lazy faith, and I'm attacking your carnal flesh. I'm attacking all that doubt and unbelief. I'm attacking those demon spirits that held you in bondage, and I'm breaking the scales off of your eyes. I'm unstopping your spiritual ears. You say, why do you act so wild? Because I'm grabbing hold of the powers of darkness, and I'm breaking them off of you, because God said he wants to meet our need according to his riches in glory, and I've got to get you into glory. I've got to get you into faith. I've got to get you into his riches. My riches won't do it. My name won't do it, but his riches will do it, and his name will do it, but you've got to spend your faith.
Vow and pay. A vow. It's a vow of faith. It gets your faith out there. You got people on welfare making $1,000 vows and getting off welfare.
And I received that word for myself about, it says that you'll be raised up as a paymaster, and not.
By my spirit this day, I am showing you how, just like Joshua and Caleb, you too can enter in, and you too are well able to overcome. And as you cast your seed in the ground, though it die, it shall live, and I will quicken it, and I will cause it to bring forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and you've yet to see what I'm going to do through you. For I'm raising you up, saith the Lord, even as a paymaster. And yes, even though there is a famine in the land, and even though things are slow, am I limited by the natural? No, I am only limited by your faith, saith the Lord. Listen to me and see what I'll do. And as you give me more faith to work with, it'll be more acceptable, and I will continue to bear you witness, saith the Lord. And I'm going to make a way in your life that will astound the wise and the fools around you, saith the Lord. And they will say, how could this be? And you will know inside, it was not by thy might nor strength, but it was by my spirit, saith the Lord. And that it was my anointing that broke the yoke, and it was my anointing that brought you forth. Yes, and if this is bearing witness with your spirit, saith the Lord, it is a rhema word from me for you today. It's a thus saith the Lord to you who will hear it, who has ears to hear and eyes to see. For I will do a work in these last days, though you even saw it, some will not believe it. And I will work in you, and I'll raise you up as a mighty mouthpiece for me, saith the Lord. And you will go forth and possess the land for me. So go forth and possess the land for me, saith the Lord. And those that bless you, I will bless them. And those that curse you, I will curse them. For truly this is my covenant, even with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is my covenant with thee. And all those that will partake with thee, yea, they shall have equal portion, saith the Lord of hosts. For those that go and those that send them that go, saith the Lord of hosts.
Whew. Hallelujah.
And God has placed a special anointing right now upon those that would release their faith and make a vow of faith to God to give God $1,000. Oh, praise God. This is the most powerful moment I've ever experienced right now. I mean, it's like God is saying, come, step out on the waters. Come to me. Use your faith. You will make me your source today. Yes, through your actions of faith of making a vow. A big one. One that takes faith, saith the Lord. For without faith it's impossible, please me, because I hide myself from those who do not believe, but I reveal myself to those who do believe. I chose to stay in secret to those who only can see me in secret through their faith. And I'm speaking my word to you today, even as I spoke through the prophet Elijah to the little widow. Make me a cake first, saith the Lord. Yes, release thy faith in me. Release thy seed into me. Release thy seed, faith, money into me, saith the Lord. Into my work, into my soil of the kingdom of heaven. And there you will reap a harvest that the rust and moth will not corrupt and thieves cannot break through and steal.
What?
I left Los Angeles Wednesday. I had the police to bring me to the train so I could come here. And I left out the hospital, told the doctor he couldn't help me no more.
What?
The VA hospital.
You told the doctor you didn't think he could help you anymore.
I had to go to Jesus.
You were watching me in the VA hospital?
Yes. I was taking pills for 4 years. I got on the train Wednesday and I haven't touched the pills since.
What kind of pills were you taking?
For my breathing, my water pills, my heart. Said my heart was enlarged, but it wasn't, they just experimenting on me. I couldn't take it. I can't digest nothing. If I drink my water, if I don't sit there and just take a little bit, it'll all come back. Food, I can't keep nothing in my stomach.
I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto everyone. And that includes Jerry. That believes. You believe it, don't you, Jerry? Every infirm spirit that hadn't finally departed. All demonic spirits, Satan, you snake. Jesus conquered and defeated you at Calvary. And he told me in the Bible that he gave us power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means shall hurt us. Satan, you're defeated. This brother's acting on the word. He believes it is right now. All spirits of infirmity in his digestive tract. All spirits of infirmity in his lungs. Go! In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Ko ba da da ba ki alabo loro da da ba lamo ko soto ba la ba kaya la ra ba kasato lo ra ba kasiya ba ko la ba sata la ba ko yobo kaba ikande ikoba saya.
Now take a couple of deep breaths for Jesus.
I couldn't do that before. What? I couldn't do that before.
You wouldn't have done, would you have had pain if you'd done that before? Take another deep breath. I need a cocoa. Maybe see, ladies and gentlemen, this is genuine 100% pure grape juice, Welch's brand. You're going to really like this. You're going to drink it. You're not going to throw it up. It's going to stay down, and you're going to enjoy it. Drink that in the name of the Lord. It's a blessed.
We would have had Coca-Cola, but we're on a health kick today. Is that good? Something about Jesus makes me feel good, good, good. How's that? He just had communion. Is it all gone? Drink the last drop. That it? Y'all want this? Hold it. Now, if you drank like that before, what would have happened?
Right now, I'd been on the floor.
It'd been on the floor, but it ain't. It stayed down. How'd it taste?
Good. I'm hungry.
You're hungry now.
I'm hungry.
Let's give him and Jesus a big praise, God. Break the powers of darkness off of you. Now I want you to put your hand on top of mine. It's a point of contact. God's there, and I'm going to pray. God's there where you are, and I'm going to pray. Problems in the back, the legs, an organ that is not working correctly. Some glands are not working correctly. It's messed up metabolism, and it's messed up the blood system. Something in the blood. Ezekiel 16:6, I saw thee polluted in thy blood, and I said unto thee, live! You'll live and not die. Because God sent me to you today to pray the prayer of faith for you. Let's pray now. There's someone right now, you've not committed your life to Christ. If you're not under the authority of God, you're under the authority of Satan, plain and simple. And there is no protection until you come under the authority of God. Isaiah 4:5, this says that there is a glory cloud of protection for a defense unto those that would submit themselves to God and whom God has placed in authority. Now let's pray. Pray this prayer with me if you've not committed your life to Christ. I see a person that's backslidden your own drugs today. Your mother's prayers has sent me to you to pray the prayer of faith for you. He's going to begin to pray for these people. Matthew from New Orleans, $1,000 vow. Yes? Thank you, Jesus. Wake up. Kobasa bakadanda. Kabo otodo bakiti shikonda. Kada ikanda bakoto. O ki ishanda kabakosoto. Po oko isiki. Ba yabakosoto. You've doubted that I can move in your life. Sobo bobaka. Labaki isodo boko ba aya ki ikinde kitabo. Po da bakoto do bakatata. O. My lamb.
Koto tonda basata. Idi indi dindi dabos. Praise God. Carolyn, I see you getting your socks blessed off right. As a minister, you need to make $1,000 vow and give it out of your ministry. You need to call right now for this anointing. Kosoto toto toto mandande kishito kondo kotonda ba. And you've desired, saith the Lord, to win the lost to me. Uko basandanda keep. I see God anointing your ears.
God, this is valuable from me. Holy Spirit, this is strong. Oh, this is strong today. Yes, I have a move for you, saith the Lord. Yes, I'm endeavoring to talk to you, but because of a little bit of hardness of heart and lack of sensitivity, saith the Lord, I've not been able to get through totally to you what I have. But as you release your faith in me through an action of faith, doing something in the natural, seeding out of your need, saith the Lord, it'll open up the eyes of thy understanding. Did not I say that I would cause the light to shine upon your path? There's a person watching right now. You've had a terrible time with transportation. God wants to help you get that car that you've been having a terrible time getting. There's also a person watching right, oh, thank you, Jesus, someone in a housing situation. God's going to move you out of that slum. God's going to move you out of that house infested with roaches. I see a person that's had a terrible time with insects in a house right now. God is going to break that curse off of you. I want to tell you something. You absolutely can give your way out of poverty.
New house, unusual. New bedroom suit. You know it, and you've had a terrible time deciding what you were supposed to major in college. You know something? God has a special plan for thy life. Your business or yogurt business to prosper more than you could ever cause it to prosper yourself.
The eternal, the spiritual, because the spiritual is what produces the temporal. And when you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, glory to God, then it brings the things that you have need of into your life. Jesus Christ said that. And so they begin to march around it. And I'm going to begin to march around it. Or just begin to play the horn as I march around it. Father, I thank you as the prayer requests are coming in. I thank you, Lord, for these vows. Lord, this is your word. This is what you've said. This is what you've said, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Dan, you got some more of those. Bring them in and put them right here. I thank you for Louise. She's shouting the walls down a victory. Here's Edith, a $1,000 vow. I thank you, Lord, for the greatest move of your spirit has ever been. We're marching around the walls. Walls, you're coming down. Walls, you're coming down. We're marching around the walls. We're marching around the walls. Thank you, Lord. We're marching around the walls. Left 4 minutes. 4 minutes. If you're going to call, you need to call right now. I thank you, Lord. You said you've given us the city. You said you've given us the victories. I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the victory. I thank you, Lord, for the victory. I worship you, Lord. I worship you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. Here comes some more coming in. They're coming in. I tell you, walls are coming down. Walls are about to come down. We're going to shout, and the walls are going to be coming down. Thank you, Dan. We're going to shout the walls down a victory. Lord, you said you'd given us the city. You said you'd given us the city. You've given us healing. You've given us deliverance. You said you wanted us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. You said, offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High, and call on me in the day of your troubles, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. He who honors God prepares the way so that I may show him the salvation of God. Here's some more coming in, some more vows coming in. Lord, you see these vows. You see these prayer requests. We're just going to lay them right here, Lord. Here's these walls. They want these walls shouted down. Here's Mary and Bill. Thank you, Jesus. Just 3 minutes, we were going to shout. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that these children are going to be saved, oh God. These grandchildren are going to be saved. Lord, we worship you through our giving. We let our request be made known with thanksgiving. Lord, we're not takers, we're creators. Lord, we're releasing our faith today. We're stepping out beyond ourselves. We're stepping into you, oh God. We're stepping into your strength. I thank you, Lord. Here's some more, quickly. Lay them right here. I want to get them right here in this altar as we march around it. They're coming in from all over the United States and up in the Capitol. Here comes number seven. Here comes number seven. Now I want you to shout the shout of victory. Hear the sound. Shout the shout of victory. Shout the shout of victory. Shout the shout of victory. Jesus, you take your hands off of them. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. I just lay my hands on these. Father and Mary and Bonnie. And Bonnie, and here's William, prayer request for the windows of heaven to be open, and Mildred, and Timothy, in the name of Jesus, and Alethea, in Jesus' name. And here's Mike, wanting an inspired idea and a new job. Lord, in Jesus' name. Oh, God, you said the spirit of the man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inward parts of the belly. Lord, I thank you right now by the power of your Holy Spirit, by the power of your Holy Spirit. God, you said your house shall be called a house of prayer. And Lord, we just believe that the anointing, we believe the Holy Spirit has saturated this platform, Lord. We believe, Lord, as we lay these prayer requests here, Lord, and as I just lay my hands upon them, Father, I believe the power of the Holy Ghost flows. I believe even now the angels are being dispatched, ministering for the into the heirs of salvation. Lord, in Jesus' name, oh God, we humbly come in the name of Jesus. And Lord, you see those that have released their faith. Lord, those that are worshiping you through their giving. You said you would rebuke the devourer. Oh God, you said you rebuke the devourer. I just saw someone right there, and the devil's been eating somebody's body away with cancer. You foul demon spirit of cancer, we bind you up in the name of Jesus, and we take authority over you. We take authority over you, foul devil of hell. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over you, Satan, you foul devil of hell. We bind you in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Kalabosoya, palaki shoko, palishiki takalaka bokujo la bakasata. Koya masika sola bakasi. Kalabaso makasi takalabakosoto. It's Donald Kosa Bakashata. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just sense healing flowing out of these cameras. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I just see the Spirit of God ministering to someone right now, healing a stomach. Korabasanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We can't, but oh God, we call upon you, for only you can. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Go la basala makisia. Go la basanda bakasaya. Go la bakasoto. You see these prayer requests that have come in, Lord. Those that need miracles and the windows of heaven to be opened in their lives, Lord. Lord, you see these miracle prayer requests, Lord. As we lay these prayer requests on this ramp, Ko Ramasata, let signs and wonders and miracles happen. Ko Rabba, I know miracles are happening right now. Miracles are happening. Anytime God's people come together and begin to pray, miracles begin to happen. I sense miracles happening. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I sense the Spirit of God. I can't move. Go, Rabasala Bakasata. Oh, God, as they call in their prayer requests, oh, God. So, la masala Bakasala Bakoso, la Bakasia, Go, la Bakoso, ya Bakasia. God, they need someone to pray with them. Someone to pray for them. Go yabasada kasiya katamoso. Go yabasanda debakasiya. He said, come unto me, ye that are heavy laden and burdened down, and I'll give you rest. He said, I'll give you rest. Ye that are weary and burdened down. He said, come unto me and I'll give you rest. I want you to pray this prayer with me right now. God in heaven, forgive me of my sins. I give my life to you. Wash me, O God, in the shed blood of Jesus. Come into my heart, Jesus. Come into my heart, Jesus. From this day forth, oh God, I'm going to serve you.
What would you like to see changed in your life? Would you like to change your life? Would you like to change some things in your life? You've been receiving, frankly, whatever you've been believing. I can show you how to change your level of believing and level of faith. I want to send you this cloth. I'm going to lay my hands upon it. And I believe that when it touches you, the presence of God will flow from this cloth. You say, how can you say things like that so outlandish? Would you believe I had one television station? It was supposedly a Christian television station. And if I told you whose station it was, you would all know whose station it was. The manager came to me a couple of years ago and told me to stop doing this stuff with prayer cloths and oil and laying my hands on the television screen. I could not believe this Christian man who was running a Christian television station told me to stop doing that. I looked at him and I said, by the Spirit of God, I will never, ever stop obeying the voice of God. Acts, the 19th chapter, the 11th verse says, God worked miracles by the hands of Paul, and Jesus said to me, you shall lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. And God worked miracles by the hands of Paul and laid his hands upon cloths from his body, and they were given to the sick, and the evil spirits of infirmity departed, and God healed them. And I told him, I will never stop, and I will never compromise, and I will never back off this Pentecostal tongue-talking, blood-washed, devil-casting-out message. And I haven't. Well, needless to say, they kicked me off. But you know what God did? I was here in Dallas. God put me on two more powerful stations in this city. And now, instead of being on one time a day in Dallas, and I'm talking to all of you across America, I'm on three times a day in Dallas on two of the most powerful stations in this city. One's a V station, which you very seldom ever get on, and one's a regular UHF station. And you know what? God, that man is no longer there. I shouldn't be talking about this, but you don't touch God's anointed. And he says, do my prophets no harm. Believe his prophets, and you will prosper. See, there's a blessing upon a prophet to bless, to help, and to deliver. Does my coat look blue on the monitors back there?
We don't have RTS up.
What's that?
Communication between here and Dallas.
How come? Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Kosoro kola basato, kasalabala bakoso. I don't understand why we couldn't get the lights working. I don't understand why the air conditioning wasn't working the last minute. I don't understand why we don't have audio now. Hope they're listening to us. We should be seeing the roll in here.
About 1 minute 15 seconds.
How come we don't have color bars on that set?
I don't know, Bob. That's it. Bobby.
Now, with God's anointed word for you, here's Robert Tilta.
there's a person I don't even want you to call. I'm not sent to you any longer. I just saw God pass by.
Yes, and you've seated because you desired a child. I'm going to tell you something. You're going to have a child, saith the Lord, because this very moment, put your hand on the screen, quickly, quickly. Those of you that hope about Santa Bacosoya, those of you that have not been able to have a child, put your hand on the screen real quick. I saw like a miracle, like I saw like a surgeon going into a woman's womb. Put your hand on the screen. My sister, in the name of Jesus, the healing virtue of Jesus restored those damaged organs, straightening them out and energizing them again with the spirit of life. Be thou healed in thy female organs in the name of Jesus. Oh, Sabacasita de Bastanta, yes? Oh, Sabacasita de Bastanta, yes? Because this very moment, put your hand on the screen, quickly, quickly. Those of you that hope about Santa Bacosoya, those of you that have not been able to have a child, put your hand on the screen. Again with the spirit of life. Be thou healed in thy female organs in the name of Jesus. Now put your hand on your stomach right now. Thank you, Lord. One hand on mine, one hand on your stomach. Thank you, Lord, for the healing virtue of Jesus. Praise God.
Compiled from my fall 1988 course, Speech 214, Rhetoric of Television Evangelism. Contact me, Dr. A.C. Snyder, University of Vermont, Burlington, Vermont, 0541. 405.